Eat.
Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Tuesday, April 18th. Currently with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 30 degrees, and the current wind chill is 32 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. One city in Kansas has been given a very special honor. Roxanne Stewart has more.
Saturday night, the group and Mark Tolkis, both from Topeka, were inducted into the Kansas Music Hall of Fame. ASNT reports the two are among nine inducted this year. Vice President of the Kansas Music Hall of Fame, Danny Fleming, talks about the process.
We try and represent as much of the state of Kansas as we can. We've had talented people from Dodge City all the way into the eastern part of the state.
For the complete list of inductees, go to ksmhof.org. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The Kansas City Chiefs have begun their offseason workouts, and Coach Andy Reid met with the media on Monday. The coach said the team could get a new practice facility soon. The team ranked 29th out of 32 teams when the NFL Players Association team report cards were released last month, and the training staff and training room were among the reasons for the low marks. That could change, according to Andy Reid. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're looking for a compact utility tractor that runs longer, works harder, and is the best in the business, look no further than a John Deere from Prairieland Partners. Right now, when you purchase a 1025R compact tractor with a loader, you get your choice of a free pallet fork, rear blade, or box blade. Plus, Prairieland Partners offers fast and secure financing. To learn more, stop by or visit them online at PrairielandPartners.com.
Delivering the right solution.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly signed a bill unanimously passed by the Kansas Legislature to remove the statute of limitations on criminal prosecution and extend opportunity to file lawsuits related to allegations of childhood abuse. A coalition of women joined the legislators to keep the bill alive during the 2023 session when it appeared on the verge of falling by the wayside. The statutory changes were placed in a rewrite of House Bill 2127, which then passed the Senate 40-0 in March and the House 120-0 in April. Governor Kelly said this bill would not be possible without the tireless work of survivors across the state who fought for their voices to be heard, and she thanks them for their bravery. Senator Cindy Holscher of Overland Park said it was important to remove in Kansas law the statute of limitations on prosecuting alleged childhood sexual abuse. Going forward, the statute would treat these cases in the same manner as allegations of murder or terrorism. In terms of lawsuits seeking financial damages, the legal standard in Kansas would allow filing of cases within 13 years of a victim turning 18 years of age or within 3 years after criminal conviction of an offender. In addition to S-Sub-HB 2127, Governor Kelly signed four bipartisan bills that includes House Bill 2160, which makes it easier for cotton producers to secure and transport their product in the state. House Bill 2326 extends the Scrap Metal Theft Reduction Act and prohibits the resale of catalytic converters from unauthorized sellers. House Bill 2323 provides a deadline for transferring fire district property annexed by a city. An S-Sub for House Bill 2016 provides a tool for businesses to address potentially abusive litigation about website violations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan encourages job seekers and employers looking to hire to participate in the April statewide virtual job fair hosted by KansasWorks. And this virtual event will take place from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow, Wednesday, April 19th. Tolan said their goal is to attract and retain top talent across the state in a wide variety of sectors to keep the entire economy moving forward. He added that Kansas Works team is working hard to place Kansans in good-paying jobs and help them establish careers. The virtual job fair portal also features helpful information, such as a job seeker training video, a list of participating employers, and channels for attendees to register and log in. And job seekers are encouraged to dress professionally, as employers might request to engage in a video interview. Candidates can participate through any digital device. Any individual with a disability may request accommodations by contacting their nearest workforce center at 877-509-6757 prior to the event, and registration is required to participate in virtual job fairs regardless of your previous participation. To register and get more information, you can visit KansasWorks.com. National Work Zone Awareness Week in Kansas runs from April 17th through the 21st, and National Work Zone Awareness Week educates the public of the need for safety in work zones, as it brings to light the hazards and dangers of driving through work zones and how to avoid them. Orange is the primary safety color in work zones, and Go Orange Day in Kansas is tomorrow, Wednesday, April 19th, when everyone is encouraged to wear orange and show highway workers and everyone who works along the roadways how much their efforts are appreciated. A few Kansas work zone facts to know includes that about 85 to 90% of the time, the people injured in work zone crashes are motorists. In 2022, in Kansas, 13 people died in work zone crashes and 341 people were injured. Fines are double in all Kansas work zones, whether there are major construction projects or short-term maintenance projects, so if you don't slow down, you will pay up. Some of the top contributing circumstances of work zone crashes includes inattention, following too closely, driving too fast for conditions, improperly changing lanes, and violating the right-of-way. There was an average of 3.1 work zone crashes every day in Kansas in 2022 for a total of 1,149 crashes. The good news is that about 77% of the crashes were property damage only. The bad news is that every crash has a possibility of affecting lives forever. And the Kansas move-over law requires motorists on four-lane highways to switch to the lane furthest from any stationary vehicle displaying flashing lights, if it's safe to do so, and on two-lane highways, slow down and proceed with caution. Speeding up to 65 miles per hour from 55 miles per hour will only save you a minute on a six-mile trip, and citations carry a $195 fine plus court costs. The Kansas Department of Transportation offers a couple of tips to follow in work zones that include to follow traffic control and expect delays, pay attention and be alert, watch for workers, allow ample space between vehicles, and change lanes when directed to do so. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Communications Division at 785-296-3585. In Nebraska news, over 100,000 acres of Nebraska farmland burned in April due to extreme heat and high winds, making planting season for some farmers difficult. Cropland burned by wildfires isn't a total loss, but farmers must put in extra work to re-till the land and add nutrients back into the topsoil. However, this time of year is actually the most ideal time to have fires from a crop grower's perspective, as planting season has just begun and there's no crop to actually burn yet. Ranchers, however, could see detrimental impacts if a fire hits their pasture, as feed for livestock takes months to grow back. And if there isn't enough land to feed livestock, there may be an increase of beef prices for consumers in the coming years. Governor Jim Pillen ordered abandon all open burns due to the recent wildfires, which was set to expire on April 16th. However, after multiple fires burned through acres of land across Nebraska last week, Governor Pillen announced on Monday that he's extending the statewide burn ban that was issued last week, and the ban will be in effect through midnight on Sunday, April 23rd, based on extreme dry and windy conditions that pose major fire risks. Pillen said he will stay in contact with fire and emergency officials to continually reassess the open burn situation. The Nebraska State Patrol is warning of a new scam that involves tricksters impersonating the patrol. In a press release on Monday, the patrol said it has received multiple reports of scammers spoofing the agency's phone number. Scammers will use any method they think may work to try to steal your money or personal information, and scammers often attempt to pose as a trusted entity, such as law enforcement, and in this case, they're posing as Nebraska State Patrol representatives. People have received calls that appear to come from the patrol's offices in Grand Island or Lincoln. And scammers have tried to steal personal information by telling the victim they have active warrants or that they need to pay a fine. But no one has fallen victim to the scam in any of the reported calls. The Nebraska State Patrol never calls members of the public regarding payment of fines or active warrants, and they urge the public to be vigilant with any such phone calls and never give out personal information in those cases. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced that agricultural producers and private landowners can begin signing up for the Grassland Conservation Service Program starting yesterday, Monday, April 17th, until May 26th. Among CRP enrollment opportunities, Grassland CRP is a unique working lands program allowing producers and landowners to continue grazing and haying practices while conserving grasslands and promoting plant and animal biodiversity as well as healthier soil. Dennis McKinney, the Farm Service Agency's state executive director in Kansas, stated that Grassland CRP clearly demonstrates that agricultural productivity and conservation priorities complement and enhance one another. He said the strength of the program lies in its many benefits. The program helps producers and landowners produce and maintain diverse wildlife habitat, sequester carbon in the soil, and support sound, sustainable grazing. More than 3.1 million acres were accepted through the 2022 Grassland CRP sign-up from agricultural producers and private landowners. That sign-up, the highest ever for the program, reflects the continued success and value of investments in voluntary, producer-led, working lands conservation programs. The current total participation in Grassland CRP is 6.3 million acres, which is part of the 23 million acres enrolled in CRP opportunities overall. Since 2021, USDA's Farm Service Agency, which administers all CRP programs, has made several improvements to Grassland CRP to broaden the program's reach, including creating two national priority zones to put focus on environmentally sensitive land, such as that prone to wind erosion, enhancing offers with 10 additional ranking points to producers and landowners who are historically underserved, including beginning farmers and military veterans, and leveraging the Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program to engage historically underserved communities within tribal nations in the Great Plains. Landowners and producers interested in Grassland CRP or any other CRP enrollment option should contact their local USDA service center to learn more or to apply for the program before the deadlines. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started work on a bridge replacement project along K-27 in Cheyenne County. The bridge, which spans Little Beaver Creek, is located approximately 18 miles north of Goodland. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoe-fly detour to carry traffic around the bridge. Impacts to traffic are expected to be minimal during this phase. However, motorists should remain alert and use caution when traveling through work zones. Upon completion of the shoe-fly detour, traffic will be routed around the work zone while demolition and reconstruction take place. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the project to be completed in November, conditions permitting. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Construction Manager, Todd Anderson, at 785-953-6011. The Kansas Water Office's Solomon Republican Regional Advisory Committee will meet to discuss current water issues affecting the region as well as the state. The meeting will be held on Thursday, April 27th at 10 a.m. in the Pioneer Seats Meeting Room in Downs. The main agenda items include presentation about NRCS programs available within the Solomon Republican region, a presentation from Weston McCary about the WISE program, and a discussion about RAC goal implementation along with legislative update. The agenda, virtual option information, and meeting materials can be found when available at kwo.ks.gov, or you can request copies by calling 785-296-3185. Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe is set for Monday, April 24th. And this month's presentation, Victor E. Bott Goes to School, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute. The presentation will begin at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill in Hays. Dr. Jerry Brooks, the program coordinator, High Incidence Special Education, and assistant professor in the Department of Advanced Education Programs at Fort Hays State University, will present Fort Hays State University's Victor E. Bott. Victor E. Bott is an NAO, an autonomous programmable humanoid robot made by Aldebaran United Robotics Group. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Roldletter at 785-628-4743 or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having lasagna, tossed salad, peaches, garlic bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be breaded chicken sandwich, corn, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken strips, potatoes, roll, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools: at 2 p.m., the high school junior varsity golf in Goodland, and at 3 p.m., the high school track in Plainville. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there'll be increasing clouds with the high near 86, and it should be breezy today with an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming southeast 15 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. For tonight, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m., otherwise mostly clear with the low around 48 and breezy, with a south wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour, becoming west after midnight, and the winds could gust as high as 30 miles per hour tonight. On Wednesday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 71 and a north wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour. And on Wednesday night, there's a 50% chance of showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 40, and breezy Wednesday night, where winds could gust as high as 35 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Thursday it should be mostly sunny with a high near 63 and breezy. On Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 52 and breezy. On Saturday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 53. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 66. And on Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 72. Currently, with fair skies, it is 37 degrees. The humidity is 75%. The wind speed is east at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.68. The dew point is 30 degrees. And the current wind chill is 32 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:23.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark.
I'm going to help you. I'm calling 911.
Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPR heroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Put a little spring in your step with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Springtime is the perfect time to take a new look at things. At United Northwest Federal Credit Union, we are offering rates as low as 3.5% APR on qualifying auto or recreational vehicle loans during the month of April. Terms and conditions apply. Rates are based on the year and condition of collateral and the term of the loan. All loans are subject to UNW FCU credit approval standards. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals lost their fourth straight games. They fell to the Texas Rangers 4-0 on Monday night at Kauffman Stadium. Jordan Lyles drew the start for Kansas City and found his rhythm after a rocky start. Lyles allowed three runs in the first inning, but found a way to settle in as he finished, going eight innings, allowing four runs total while striking out three batters. Reliever Taylor Clark was tasked with the ninth inning for the Royals, and he allowed a pair of base runners, but not allow either to score. The Royals' offense continued their early season struggles in the loss. The Royals mustered just one hit on the night, which came in the fifth inning on a Matt Duffy single. The Royals totaled three total base runners on the night, thanks to two walks, one from Vinny Pasquantino and the other from Bobby Witt Jr. The Royals will now turn to Brad Keller to help them break their losing streak tonight in Game 2 against the Texas Rangers. Keller was on the bump for that last Royals win when they defeated these same Rangers down in Arlington 10-1, which came last Thursday. Kansas Information Network News Sports, I am Fulton Castor.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well-child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience and helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
This morning, some widely scattered showers are developing across parts of east central and southeast Kansas. Also further north in northeast Kansas and northwestern Missouri is a warm front that lifted near I-70. That boundary will continue to push a little bit further north into Nebraska today. Meanwhile, a dry line is setting up in western Kansas. To the west of the dry line, we have a red flag warning in effect for fire danger. Storms could fire along the dry line later on this afternoon in western Kansas and into this evening. The main threat of severe weather will come into central Kansas tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night, with large hail and damaging winds being the primary threat. It'll be mostly sunny in northwestern Kansas today, or high in the mid-80s. Breezy in north central Kansas with a high 82. And in northeast Kansas, windy this afternoon with a high in the low 80s. A red flag warning in effect in southwest Kansas with a high in the low 90s this afternoon. Sunny, windy, mid-80s in south central Kansas. And in northeastern Kansas, the chance of a thunderstorm and 80 for the high. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, with the wholesale pork continuing to be weak, where is it going to hit bottom, I think, is one of the bigger questions. On the other side of the ledger, though, box beef trade continues to go higher. Where the cash may go after 175 this past week, we'll see what those numbers hold as well. Pretty wild trade in the grains this morning. Going to be wild in the trade overall today as well. Wheat futures up as much as 9 to 10, but now near the end of the overnight trade was a little lower. Corn up 3 on the old crop, up 2 on the new crop. Soybeans up 10 to 11 on the old crop, up 10 on the new crop overall. maybe a little more rain into the forecast coming up here in the future. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
A frog in a pot of boiling water.